I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at Burrow.com/ACAST. That's Burrow.com/ACAST. Burrow.com/ACAST.
All right.
All right.
We're back. We're back with another week of stupid shit.
You know, remember, we have switched sides. You're the cranky old man, and I'm the upbeat youngster.
Not even true. Not even kind
of. I'm ready to go, baby. I'm excited for the pod. I'm excited to be here with you. I'm excited to be here. What'd you do for Super Bowl? What'd you do?
I went to Terry's.
Yeah. That's interesting.
And we ordered lots and lots of pizza that we ate every single bite of.
I raced somebody that qualified for state, and I dusted her ass in jeans.
Did you say her?
Mm-hmm. She's 6'2", and I dusted her ass. Drunk Chase was 8 Bud Light Platinums in. Dusted.
Why did dusted. You race someone?
Because she kept saying how she was faster than everybody. I was like, I bet I you know, my has-been ass could beat you.
As he wipes his mouth and caps his beer. How much yeah, I could beat
I
you.
I mean, I like hiccuped and burped like 4 times before I finished the sentence. Like, I guess you beat.
I got next.
And guess what I did?
Dusted. Congrats.
Dusted.
You didn't get a head start?
No. Kind of.
I think you got a head start.
Probably.
10 meters?
No. Oh, God,
how
no.
How far was the race?
To like 2 light poles down. I don't know how far that is.
2 light poles. So you just went out to
it's
the street.
Probably about
randomly?
A 40-yard dash.
What did you end up doing?
What do you mean? What I end up doing?
Where? What did you do?
Oh, I went to like a little work Super Bowl party thing.
Oh,
yeah,
that's fun.
It was fun, but yeah.
I don't know what we should do with this.
You just leave it at the beginning of the pod
of the NBA pod.
Yeah, we're talking about NBA.
Now we are. All right, we are talking about some NBA. A lot of stuff has happened.
I wanted to get.
All right, fine, I'll plug. Why not? You just interrupt me like that.
Sorry, you're all cranky.
You know,
I'm kind of afraid
listen,
to interrupt you.
I can run the show. Okay.
What's up your ass? Are you sitting on something? Is there a peg sticking out of your chair?
It's so funny because you always think I'm crabby, but you're like permanently crabby.
That's it, though. That's my personality. Whenever you're crabby, you're crabby.
As soon as you hit the stoplight, you're like,
that's not
it just
the
comes
same.
Out.
It's not the
it
same.
It is the same. It's you just a got lot of that pent up anger for no reason. All right. Twitter and Instagram, PSO Sports On, and Pointless Sports Opinions on Facebook, YouTube, SoundCloud, Apple Podcasts, Twitch TV, Spotify, and a lot of other stuff.
Just getting attacked on the pod.
And while we're here, don't be like Chase and buy your
tickets. Come on, that was going to be my freaking final thought.
Too bad. I'm putting
Damn
on
it.
Blast right
well,
now.
Then I'm, yeah.
Buy your tickets through our SeatGeek link. Luke, we need to put that out again. We're going to post on it.
It's pinned on
yeah,
our Twitter.
It's pinned on everything. We'll post it out again. I'll make sure we do. We'll do it probably.
Just click on it. Literally,
this.
It's simple. I don't know why. I went to SeatGeek and everything, bought Fiddler on the Roof tickets because you know how pumped I am for that, and I didn't
I
do
can't
it.
Believe you did that.
I can. And guess what I tried to do? I tried to cancel it right after because I knew I messed up. I was like,
you
all
can
right.
sell them back.
Yeah, guess what that did? Nothing. They wanted my bank statement and my taxes from 2004. I couldn't do all that shit.
2004?
It was like, hey, we need your account information, your account number, a relay number. And I'm like, I don't know all this stuff. So I was just like, yeah, just keep it. Sorry, PSO. All
right, so don't be like Chase. And no. Please, Jesus, just buy your tickets through the link. You don't even have to do anything.
No, you just click the damn link. That's why I was angry.
Don't yell at the people.
I'm not yelling at the people. I'm yelling at myself.
Don't yell at the people because of your mistakes.
Man, you're just angry. You're a mean man today.
Oh, my Lord. Anyway.
This is where you edit it and put a bunch of freaking heat coming from Caleb's face.
The fire.
Make it all red.
Luke's honest. Luke doesn't even hear us right now.
He doesn't give
it.
No.
He's wearing a soccer jersey over there.
We could say the most controversial stuff that he needs to delete, and he's just like, I don't care, man. I'll put it up.
Ronaldo.
I'll throw it up there, man.
Ronaldo over there on the couch. I ain't worried about it.
I ain't worried about it. I ain't worried about it, man.
I ain't worried about that.
I ain't worried about it. What was that?
I was going to... I'll have to clear that with Luke later, but maybe we'll talk about something. All right. Let's talk some basketball.
I love when you guys just throw stuff on me. I like that. So
5 minutes into this podcast. All right. So I wanted to do this last week, but these two idiots decided to go bowling.
We're going Big Lebowski, man. We had to bowl.
They wanted to go bowling, but Kristaps Porzingis was traded in a matter of minutes to the Dallas Mavericks, or what they say was a matter of minutes.
It was a matter of minutes because I made a post and then just had to edit it.
What did you say?
Edit it.
Edited it. He was traded. The Knicks traded Porzingis, Hardaway Jr., Courtney Lee, and Trey Burke for Dennis Smith Jr., DeAndre Jordan, Wes Matthews, and two future first-round picks. The first-round picks didn't. It came out that they got one first-round pick like right after the trade, but then like 10 minutes after, which seems like a year on Twitter.
Yeah, yeah. There's a lot of thread it came out, that can come out.
It came out that they got two first-round picks, which was a little bit of a silver lining for this deal, but not much.
No.
Porzingis probably won't play for the Mavericks this year. He's already practicing. I don't even know if he's practiced with the Knicks yet.
I didn't see that.
Yeah, he was on the practice court with everybody.
I wish they'd say what the hell happened. This just came out of nowhere.
What do you mean?
With the him wanting to leave.
Oh, I'll tell you what happened.
Oh, I can't wait, insider.
Here's what happened.
He's Kristaps' best friend over here.
You don't got to be a genius to figure this out, okay? The Knicks are a terrible organization. Kristaps Porzingis doesn't like that they're a terrible organization, and he's been dealing with it for how many years? This is fourth year in the league, correct?
I don't know. Maybe two or three, I thought. Luke, look it up.
Can you Kristaps. I believe this is his fourth year because he's got that qualifying offer coming up.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense then.
So he's been dealing with that. And then the Knicks, because you don't just make a trade for your franchise player in 25 minutes. That just doesn't happen. He doesn't walk out the door, and he's not on the Mavericks in the next half hour.
You got to act quick.
That's not how this works.
That's thinking on your feet. That's if I'm a GM, I'm trading that mofo as soon as he wants out.
Call it a conspiracy theory or not, I would be willing to put a substantial amount of money on that this meeting that the Knicks and Porzingis had where he came out and said he wanted to be traded, I guarantee you that took place earlier in the week.
Yeah.
Or a week ago or 2 weeks ago, whatever. They've been trying to trade him quietly somehow. I don't know. I don't know how anybody didn't get a hold of that.
Yeah.
But maybe they just didn't do their due diligence because they're the freaking Knicks. And I guarantee you they didn't.
Because they got this terrible
offer. Well, they didn't even let people offer. If you would have called the Celtics would be like, yes, we'll take Porzingis. What would you like?
Yeah,
like
pick from our farm over here.
Like, they wouldn't have given him anything, but like they would have given him up some stuff to give Kristaps Porzingis on the team. But then
Luke, how old is he?
It's his fourth year.
Okay. So he doesn't walk out of this room and they don't trade. So this meeting took place earlier in the week. They found the trade for Porzingis. So the Knicks leak this thing to try to blame it on Porzingis. They're like, oh, he wants to leave, blah, 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 he's unhappy. Bam, he's traded to the Mavericks. Literally, like the people like Woj and like Mark Stein, they were tweeting like the list of the teams that were like contending for Porzingis, like while they were releasing the Mavericks traded for him. So, like, this was, like, as fast as this happened.
Jeez.
This was, nobody had time to process this. I don't know how anybody didn't get a hold of it, but it happened. Bada bing, bada boom. Porzingis is with Luka to make the Euro Ball heaven in Dallas.
The Steve Nash Nowitzki 2.0.
And the Knicks are the dumbest franchise ever. Yeah. This is idiotic.
Yeah.
You just wait to see what everyone else offers you. This is what the Pelicans are doing, and the Pelicans aren't a fantastically run franchise either.
No, not even the
slightest. They literally just asked the Lakers for 4 first-round picks. 4. They asked for 4. Not 1.
I feel like they just made up.
How many LeBron? Not 1. Not 2.
They just made up a random number.
They want 4 picks.
How many first-round picks you want? 4.
The thing is, you can't even trade. Like, you'd have to have pick swaps because you can't trade. Like, if I traded my first-round pick from this year, I can't trade my first-round pick next year. I would have to pick swap it. There's a rule that you can't trade them 2 years in a row. But so it's just like it's ridiculous. And Porzingis can't leave your team. Like, no matter how unhappy he is, he cannot leave. Because even if he's not going to accept your qualifying offer, he's a restricted free agent. And if a team offers him $1 billion, you have the ability to match it, and he can't leave your team. So you have another 2 years, basically, a year and a half, of Kristaps Porzingis on your team, and you make this trade in a week. It's just amazing. And what did you get back? You got back Dennis Smith freaking Jr.
Yeah.
Congratulations. You got back the glorified six man.
Two first-round picks.
Yeah, that are going to be shit so when Luka and
they got three.
Kristaps are good.
Yeah.
If they're making the playoffs, there's not even going to be lottery picks. They're going to be in the 20s. It's just dumb.
What are you yelling at me? I hate the Knicks.
It's just stupid. Like, what was this? You got DeAndre Jordan, Wes Matthews. Thank God you got him to take Tim Hardaway and Courtney Lee. Those are terrible contracts. But guess what? You still have freaking Enes Kanter. Like, you're not. And the big thing is they made the trade based on the hope of getting two max free agents.
Yeah. They open up two slots, essentially.
You're telling me there's not one other way. There's not one other way you could have gotten off that money without trading Porzingis.
Oh, there's a bunch of ways. If KD says, I want to go there, you're going to, yeah.
So how the hell do you just trade Porzingis? You didn't need to do this. It was completely unnecessary. I don't know. What do you think?
I don't know what to say. You've been yelling the whole time. I'm afraid to put my input.
It's just, you traded
what I'm saying, okay, the only thing I can think about, all right, Porzingis says he doesn't want to be there. This is me being devil's advocate. I agree with you. I think it's stupid. I think the Knicks are stupid. Bad trade. But I'm Mr. Optimistic. I'm not going to yell at people like said person sitting across from me.
I'm going to yell at them.
So. I'm not going to yell at anybody. So they're going to get a lottery pick, obviously, in the draft.
They're the worst record. They're the worst team in the league right now, currently.
Yeah, 10 and whatever it is.
They're terrible.
So, say that you get Zion.
14% chance, I might add.
You get that first.
14?
Okay, you get Zion or RJ.
That's a big drop-off there.
That's two. Hey, but that's still a good player.
Sure.
You already got Kevin Knox.
Yeah.
Is he better than Porzingis? You got two future first-round picks. And then KD. Apparently, the rumors are really picking up about him going to the Knicks.
Listen, that was one of my bold takes, or bold, what do we call that episode?
Bold predictions.
Bold predictions, yeah. That was one of that he would go to the Knicks. But that heavily relied on Kristaps Porzingis and other people wanting to go to the Knicks.
But if KD says, I'm going to the Knicks, that's going to attract somebody.
But here's the thing.
Somebody.
Why the hell is KD going to the Knicks?
No reason, because he wants to. I don't know. Why'd LeBron go to the Lakers?
I don't young core they could
young
build
core,
something.
Young core, the team sucks ass.
Yeah, but at least they have pieces.
They won 20 something games last year.
They almost.
Did. Oh yeah, let me tell you. I saw Ingram and I saw Kuzma, so I said that's a money hole.
Okay, whatever.
Lonzo
I agree with
averaging
you.
Five a game.
What's the better situation, the Knicks or the Lakers?
Okay. Yeah,
yes. Exactly. So that was my only point.
But hey,
the Knicks have nothing.
Maybe,
they don't have any guys.
Maybe KD wants to start something in the Garden, baby.
Start something with the janitor.
Apparently,
Dennis Smith Jr.
If he goes to the Knicks, it's gonna start something. It starts with one, baby.
It's a lot to trade your franchise player for cap room and hope, and that's what you did.
Yeah,
and I will never understand.
They could have got a lot more out of it too.
Yeah,
Porzingis is not only, young, but he's hella talented. You could have easily gotten more out of this trade, but I thought it was so funny whenever it came out that they didn't listen to all the offers. They just accepted this one.
When this happens this fast, we literally didn't even know he was being shopped until he was traded.
Yeah.
We had no idea until they leaked that crap.
I made a post, and then 5 minutes later, I was editing it to change the words around.
It was crazy. It was literally nuts. Where do you guys
think Porzingis is going to go? And then it was, hey, what do you think he's going to do with Luka?
I tweeted. I said I went into Panda Express, and when I came out, Porzingis was on the Mavericks.
Man, maybe you need to do that for AD. Go back to Panda.
No, I don't want him to get traded.
Okay, move on so you stop yelling at me.
I don't know if I'm done yet. I wrote down some notes.
Okay, let's keep going. You can turn this into Caleb's 30-minute rant. Caleb yells at Chase for an hour.
Theoretically, is it crazy to think that Dennis Smith Jr. is going to win them two or three games that they should not have won?
More?
Yeah.
Over Neal Aquina, I guess.
What?
He's going to be starting over him, ain't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'd go maybe one or two. Not two or three.
I'm just saying, Porzingis wasn't. You were finally doing things right, Knicks. You were finally tanking. Like, it doesn't matter how you got into the situation, but this year you were finally, like, competent.
Yeah,
I mean, besides the Tim Hardaway Jr. thing.
You got a max slot that you could have got Kyrie.
And then you do this. And it's like, if they don't buy out DeAndre Jordan, if they don't buy out Dennis Smith Jr., if they don't buy out Wes Matthews.
DeAndre's on a 1-year deal, I think.
Well, yeah. But I'm just saying, this year. They can't win games. That is not the goal.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
The goal is to lose. If these guys are going to help you win, ironically, that's terrible for you. Because you just sold your franchise for that 14% chance at Zion and two max contracts.
Yeah.
I'm not like, if you have some sort of inside source that says KD's coming or Kyrie's coming or something, but everybody's saying they're going to sign. They're going to have two max slots, and it's going to be for Tobias Harris and Boogie Cousins. And then you're going to want to jump off a bridge.
Oh.
Yeah. That's going to be bad.
Yeah, that sounds pretty
bad. That's the worst case scenario. That's you thought you were getting KD, Kyrie, and Zion. You end up with none of them. You end up with DeMarcus Cousins and Tobias Harris.
I hate whenever they always say, like, oh, they got space for a max contract. Dallas has had space for a max contract for like 10 years.
Yeah.
Like, it's just because you got space for it.
Yeah. And it is New York. It's different. But, like, it's New York. At the same, it's the Knicks.
True.
Who the hell wants to play for James Dolan? He's probably the worst owner in sports.
David Fizdale?
He's more concerned about his friggin' jazz band.
What are they
Jimmy
called?
And the Straight Shots.
Jimmy and the Straight Jackets.
Not Jackets.
Play the song, Luke.
Not Jackets.
They got a good beat
Chris
to them.
Porzingis was stuck in a straight jacket, and now he's out.
Well, thank God. All right.
I think I'm done with this.
You done? You heated?
It's just so cool dumb, off? Dude. I just hate stupidity.
Why do you have me on the show?
Yeah, well, I wasn't going to say anything. You said I was being mean, so I was going to let that one go.
We're just going to make fun of me for the next 30 minutes, aren't we?
All right. Now, the next trade rumor, Anthony Davis. Things are happening. Now, granted, the deadline is freaking Thursday, so us recording this on a freaking Tuesday is not ideal. But
is this why you're angry?
No, I'm going to get it up tomorrow. It's just I hope nothing happens.
Cross our fingers.
Yeah. The Lakers have offered Kuzma.
A lot.
It's just such a – they've offered Ball, Kuzma,
Ingram.
This
is all they can offer. What else can they add to this?
That's what I'm about to say. Okay. So, AD comes out with this list, which is basically the last straw, right? The list says he would go to the Bucks, the Lakers, the Clippers, and the Knicks. Who out of that list can trade for Anthony Davis? No one. No one but the Lakers. None of those, like, they don't have any players. None of those guys have players
nope.
to trade for Anthony Davis.
Unless they do a Giannis trade.
Yeah, it's happening. I'm telling you, dude, this is all orchestrated. They want to get him on L.A. sooner than later, so they come out with this stupid list to where none of these guys can make a push for him. Oh, I'm only going to sign in L.A. This is the same, like, it's like all politics at this point. And granted, it is good for, like, Clutch and Rich Paul, and it's good. Like,
true.
They are orchestrating this stuff, but I don't know if it's good for the league. But L.A. has offered Ball, Kuzma, Ingram, Rondo, Stevenson, Beasley, and two first-round picks. That's literally everything.
That's their whole damn team.
Yeah. And you're leaving out Josh Hart, which ironically I think is like the safest player out of their young core, in my opinion. But that's just me. The Pelicans are asking for 4 firsts. Today it came out. We're recording this on a Tuesday. What's the date? February 5th?
Yeah.
Came out today that the LA is not going to offer any more trades because they're not bidding against anyone.
They're going against.
It's like one day they're like, "Hey, we'll give you this," and then the Pelicans just like ignore their text, and then the Lakers like double text, and they're like, "Okay, we'll give you this," and it's just like nothing. And now they came out today. They said they're not offering anything else.
Double
they're waiting
text
for
never worked, man.
Yeah, exactly. They're waiting for the Pelicans to offer back. It said LA was also willing to take Solomon Hill, who's on a 4-year, $48 million contract, who's garbage,
very bad.
But the Pelicans want 4 first-round picks. He's not getting traded, not until the summer. It's just not happening.
And if anything, that opens up the floor for Boston.
Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Yeah, in the Boston's summer. Well, that's the point. Yeah. I mean,
I think they're smart if they wait till the summer. You got more options. It's still AD. Still going to be hot in the market.
If they weren't going to wait till the summer, they would have done it already. They can't. What else? Are they going to trade them LeBron? There's nothing else they can trade.
No.
So if they wanted to do the trade, they would have done it. And they are, yes, they are smart for waiting until everyone, because that number one pick, whoever gets that number one pick,
and honestly,
give you,
if you're the Pelicans, you don't give a rat's ass where AD wants to go. He doesn't want to be in your team anymore. I'm trading him.
If you're the Pelicans, yes. But it's going to be hard to make that deal. Because if he's like, no, I'm not going to the Celtics. I'm not signing back there. The Celtics are going to be like, okay, we'll give you 3 pennies.
Yeah.
Like, he's not going to come back. So then you can't make that trade. Yeah. So that it's all a leverage game.
Paul George did the same thing, though. He wanted to go to L.A. Yeah. He was going to sign in L.A., and then, you know, they made the trade.
Exactly, yeah.
Kawhi wanted to go to the Clippers or the Lakers, and he ended up going to Toronto. I don't know what his situation is now.
Yeah, now granted, he could still leave.
Yeah.
But they're very successful with their real chance of going to the finals. So, yeah, I mean, I don't know. If they could get somebody else to go there, maybe he stays. But, it's just like, I don't know. I don't think he's getting traded by the deadline. What do you think?
No. I think if the Pelicans do that, then they're a horrible organization just like the Knicks.
Yeah.
Don't jump on that. Just wait till the summer, man. He's going to have a huge market. You know, let him, you know, he's hurt right now, ain't he?
Well, that's the other thing. They're trying to get him to come back, but they're not. He's trying to come back and play. They're not letting him.
Yeah.
Because that's the only bad thing about waiting past the deadline is now you have Anthony Davis playing for your franchise who is going to win you some games. And you don't need to win games.
Yeah.
You need to lose. So it's just very weird. And they're in that weird middle ground where it's like, do we hold him out? Like, do we even give him a uniform?
Do we pull the Luol Deng
exile on him and just take his uniform and don't tell him not to come in anymore, just to embrace the tank?
Do you think there's any other team besides LA and Boston that could make a run at him?
Yeah, 100%.
Who?
Anyone. Anyone can unlock their assets. Like, who could send their number one pick?
Yeah.
Hey, sure. We'll give you Zion. Say the Hawks get it. We'll give you Zion. We'll give you John Collins. We'll give you Trae Young.
That's a whole team.
Would you rather have Trae Young and John Collins or Ingram, Kuzma, Ball, blah, 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 blah? Would you rather become the Lakers or would you rather have, like, some upside?
Okay. I don't know, man.
Like, and in the Celtics, whether it's ethical or not, they could be dangling the Jason Tatum ball in the ring.
I guarantee that's going to end up happening.
See this guy? He's really good. We might trade you him if you wait till the summer. I would suck if they traded Jason Tatum.
I think that's going to be the...
That would make me sad.
The straw that breaks the camel's back.
Is if they traded Jason Tatum. I 100% think that too. I wholeheartedly agree.
I think as soon as the Celtics offer that, that's whenever the Pelicans are going to make that trade.
Unless somebody gets that number one pick, and it's like you can put somebody really enticing with Zion.
Yeah.
And then it's like, whoa. But, yeah, I think... Because, like, if you're offering me... Like, would you... Like, deadass.
Deadass.
Would you... This same offer they are giving for Anthony Davis, would you take this for Jason Tatum?
The Lakers?
Yeah. Why? Like, I wouldn't.
No, probably not.
Like, cut out all the fat. Like, would you take Ball, Kuzma, and Ingram for Jason Tatum in 2 first-round picks?
No.
That might be crazy, but, like, I value Jason Tatum more than any young player on their team.
I think he's, like, you could put Ingram and Kuzma together, and he's still a better player.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's just, the upside of these Laker boys, it's not that high. So, that's why this trade isn't happening right now, and that's why they're going to wait till the summer, because if they can't get anything better, then they'll go back to this L.A. deal. I just really feel like he's not going to end up on L.A. I don't know. That's just my gut feeling.
Honestly, I mean, think about the last couple of guys that have said have made it open where they want to go and everything. They don't usually end up there, you know? Like, Jimmy wanted to go to the Clippers or L.A. I don't know why the hell everybody wants to go to the Clippers. I mean,
L.A.
They got a good – and they got a
– they want to play in L.A. They're making so much money that, you know, what's 200?
He
ended up
– he went to Philly. He probably got the best bet out of all of them. But, yeah, Kawhi didn't want to go to the Toronto. You know, I'm sure he was fine with it.
It's L.A. of Canada.
Okay. I've never heard that before, but okay. But Kawhi didn't want to go there. And then who else did I say? I missed one. Another guy.
Jimmy Butler, you said?
Jimmy Butler, and there's another one.
Paul George?
Paul George, yeah. He wanted to go to L.A. There's only one damn team we heard about. L.A. Yeah,
and then
LA.
He fell in love with Russell Lakers. Westbrook.
And then he
That's how easy this shit can happen.
He got in a toxic relationship with Russell Westbrook.
Like, if the Celtics trade for Anthony Davis, I literally don't even think the Celtics give a shit, like what Anthony Davis says.
No.
Because, like, if they trade for Anthony Davis and are able to keep Kyrie and Anthony Davis and maybe even Jason Tatum.
Honestly, think about it. At this point, Kyrie will probably stay if AD's there.
Well, yeah.
You know? Like,
and, like,
what's Kyrie going to do? Sign with the Knicks? You're going to be it's going to be you and then whatever the hell we just said earlier?
Yeah. You playing alongside a Dennis Smith Jr.?
And Wes Matthews with
two future first
two
round picks.
20 and beyond picks. Have fun, Kyrie.
Yeah.
Don't walk off the edge of the earth.
Because if they're instantly the best team in the East, like if they get Anthony Davis and Kyrie. So, and if they're able to keep Jason Tatum, or if they're able to keep one of Jason Tatum or Jaylen Brown, that they're going to look awesome.
Yeah.
So, I mean, or even Gordon Hayward. Like if they're able to keep him too, which I really think. If there's a trade to the Pelicans, I think he'd be involved.
I
think they would try to do Hayward, Brown, some picks.
I think that'd be smart to throw him in there just because of his
and he's like a marketable lackluster. Guy. He's like a marketable guy for like if the Pelicans have Gordon Hayward, they're like, okay, like we got Gordon Hayward. That's solid.
Former All-Star.
So yeah. I don't know. Anything else on this one?
No.
Freaking Anthony Davis.
This
is a large domino.
Yeah, that's a big domino, man. Because
I already
huge.
Gave away my KD's not leaving theory. And I, like, a lot of shit rides on this.
A lot.
So
franchises ride on this.
Yeah, and it's just kind of crazy how that stuff works. Kyrie is growing frustrated with off-season talk. He said it's becoming a distraction. He says he don't know shit to anybody.
I saw that.
He's blah, blah, blah. They keep asking him about July 1st. What are you going to do? Are you going to play with Anthony Davis? It's just really – Kyrie's just a strange guy.
Yeah.
And he's having
LA.
These heart-to-hearts with LeBron and like
– They're talking about
– I don't know. Are you worried? Should the Celtics be worried?
I'm worried.
I'm a little worried.
I'm worried.
Because Kyrie's so weird.
He is.
He's just so weird. What's going to make this guy stay? I hope they make the finals.
I mean, they're third in the East now, you know.
They're third in the East?
I think so. I mean, I'm not big on checking on conferences, but last time, I think a couple days ago I checked, they were third in the East.
They were fifth.
Are they third or fourth now?
You can keep going.
But
That's true.
I think the AD trade would really help. Or a long playoff run, like you said.
Say the Celts are in the finals or, you know, like last year, a game away from the finals.
If they finish strong.
And they're like, hey, Anthony Davis, you can bring us a championship.
Yeah. Well, I mean, think about it. They're asking him right now, and it's like they've been through kind of a tough season.
Well, and he said before the season that he was going to resign.
Yeah.
He said that. So that's the thing that's tugging at everybody's heartstrings.
And then somebody came out and said, like, LeBron and Kyrie reuniting is a real threat.
Yeah.
Like, you should be worried. I'm like, it's just stirring the pot.
I don't know. I'm scared.
Yeah. And we'll think about if he leaves. This whole rebuilding, everything.
Here's my worst fear as a Celtic fan. If he leaves when he's a free agent, well, I guess that's this year. So if they trade for Anthony Davis, and then like Kyrie signs like a 1+1, and then they both leave, and then whatever you traded for Anthony Davis is gone, then it's like,
that was the worst nightmare I've ever heard.
It's feasible.
It is. It's yeah. There's a high possibility that can happen.
Or if you, I guess this is more realistic. If they trade for Anthony Davis and Kyrie decides to leave, and then Anthony Davis is alone on the Celtics, and then he leaves.
Yeah, he ain't gonna want to stay.
So then you're left with what? Whatever you didn't trade for Anthony Davis and Terry Rozier.
And all that 5-6 years of New York Nets picks and rebuilding and, we're going to win a bunch of titles. Done.
It's gone.
Done.
So I think that's a real fear. That's what I'm saying. Like, entire franchises depend on this. And I don't know.
It's going to be an interesting offseason, and I might cry a lot.
Yeah. Real quick. Lonzo's camp.
What the hell is this making the damn...
Well, I just wanted to make fun of it.
Okay.
Lonzo keeps saying he doesn't want to go to New Orleans. I'm failing to see why in the hell that matters.
We don't give a rat's ass.
Hey, I don't want to go to New Orleans. We're like, you see that guy with the unibrow out there? You think I give a shit where you want to play?
Yeah.
And now, finally, LeVar Ball broke his silence. He's like, I'm going to speak it into existence. I want what's his damn name? Lonzo on the Suns.
Yeah.
It's like, what?
Cool.
Nobody cares.
Nobody gives a shit what you think.
Wait till you're free agent, then go
wherever
you want.
I can't wait till Kuzma comes out and says, I don't want to go to New Orleans either.
Yeah, it's like, what the? We give
you know
a
what?
Shit.
I guess we're going to just have to cancel this Anthony Davis trade because nine point a game Lonzo doesn't want to go there.
Sorry, Anthony Davis. We can't trade anymore.
We can't. You got to come in free agency.
My pouty dad don't want us to trade.
We like Lonzo way too much to do that.
All right. All-Star reserves. Quickly, any snubs?
I can't think of any. Not off the top of my noggin.
D'Angelo Russell got put in for
Oladipo, which is good. He had a really good season.
Chris Middleton, what
Blake.
The hell?
Yeah.
that
he's
one's
a
peculiar.
Starter, big dog.
What?
He's a starter.
Chris Middleton?
Yeah. He's not. Never mind.
What the hell are you talking about?
I don't know. Just keep going. I thought
he shouldn't even made the game.
No.
He's having a poopy season, but yeah.
They're first in the East.
Yeah, but he's not like he had a better year last year.
He's your second best player.
Yeah, I mean that's fine.
Well, they showed the stats of
they have the best record in the league.
Yeah, they're a good team. Well, they got 39 wins.
Yes.
Yeah, he's been lights out.
We all knew this was gonna happen. You ever have like stuff set in like set really set in?
No.
Like I saw the other day, Giannis. They're like playing a highlight reel, and they're like, the Bucks had the best record in the league. And I'm like, holy crap, we're here. Giannis' team has the best team in the league.
We've been talking about this for a couple years.
And now, granted, they probably won't finish with the best team. Maybe they will. I don't know.
Because you know what I did 2 years ago? I said, Celtics are going to win a championship in a couple years. Now look at me.
Hey,
sweating buckets.
It could still happen. They could lose the entire franchise.
One of the two.
Okay, real quick, what do you think about Wade and...
It's the legend thing now, ain't it?
Yeah, it's like the legacy spot.
Who else made it? What's his name? Dirk.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Big Dirk.
You don't listen to me.
You didn't put him on here.
Scroll down.
Oh, he's on page 2. I'm glad Kat made it. Rudy Gobert. That's a snub.
He should have made it.
He should have made it. That dude alters games defensively. You don't get that anymore. He's a great player on a playoff team. He's the leader of that team since Hayward left. I love Rudy Gobert.
Probably give LaMarcus Aldridge the bumpski.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
put Rudy on there. He's I don't know. I don't know. I don't hate it.
Yeah, it's fine. I'm
not outraged. When they put Chris Middleton on there and they didn't like put D'Angelo Russell, I was like, yeah. probably missed that one. But Russell ended up making the game anyway. So
I hope Gobert makes it by somebody.
You're hoping somebody gets hurt? Is that what you're
saying?
Maybe
they get drunk you and hope they somebody gets hurt? Get hung over and they can't make the damn game.
That's just cruel.
Hopefully they don't Jimmy Butler it and get sick and just not playing
Well,
it.
What if they trip in their house and rupture their Achilles?
Oh, like who?
Like John Wall did.
I know. I saw that.
Can you believe
12
that
12 months, dude. 12 months.
That, yeah, it's an Achilles injury.
Guess
That's
what happened
not
in
good.
12 months for PSO? We've gotten over 2,000 more views
yeah,
on our
show. Shout out. Shout out to us.
How do you like that? That's shout how you transition from talking about bullshit John Wall to our podcast, baby.
John Wall ruptures his Achilles after slipping and falling at his house.
Dude, the other day I rolled out of bed and pulled my groin.
Yeah, I was going to say, you seem like you're stubbing your toe or something. You're doing all kinds of stuff at your house. How do you get injured at your house?
I just like... Let you know whenever you, I don't know if I'm the only.
Oh God!
I don't know if I'm the only one, but you do those little wide receiver moves around your house.
Oh, absolutely!
Yeah, that, you're just like yeah. double stepping and stuff like that.
And the Euro steps.
I pulled a hamstring doing that, and yeah, I rolled out of bed the other day. I stepped down, took a wrong misstep, and I pulled my groin, and it was hurting all day at work. It was bad. It was like I needed to ice it that night. It was that bad. But yeah. Is that all you needed out of me?
Yeah, that's
you
it.
You needed my 5 cents?
Yeah. Now it's everybody's favorite time. Everybody's favorite time. It's time. What time is it, Luke?
Your favorite time.
It's my favorite time. Okay, that's man. Right. I ain't worried about it.
I ain't worried about it.
I worried about it.
I ain't worried about it, man.
It's time for Name That Scrub.
I don't give a damn
yes,
what time,
yes, yes,
time. I ain't worried about it.
It is time for Name That Scrub, ladies and gentlemen, this week. It's a
we need
it's
a studio audience
week.
For this.
Oh, don't worry, I edited it.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
If oh, only yeah. I had listened.
Yeah.
Huh? Well, of course, I study every time.
Yeah. Okay. Well. All right. First things first. I told you last week that I was going to have to start getting a little mean. We're running out of players that you don't know. So, just so you know, this isn't going to be easy. Tyler Lydon. Tyler Lydon, Lydon.
My gut's saying.
Now remember, how many wins the team has, what conference they're in, and you can ask Luke. That's your lifeline.
What conference?
The West.
Man, that messes up. He used to play for the Pacers, I believe. Tyler Lydon did. He plays for the West now? He
plays for the West.
Shit.
Well, he plays for a team in the West.
Yeah. Plays for the West All-Stars. Man, I should know this one.
I probably wouldn't have known this one.
New Orleans, final answer.
Unfortunately, he plays for the Denver Nuggets.
Wrong.
Oh. Unfortunately, he plays for the Mile High City.
Did he ever play for Indiana? Maybe I'm just getting the color scheme wrong.
I don't know. I don't think so, but okay. I could be wrong. Who knows? Not me. All right. Now this
I actually
one.
Knew that guy, though, so I was excited about that
That's
one.
That's good. Clearly, he didn't know enough. Where'd he go to college?
I don't know. Indiana?
It's his second chance. He went to Syracuse.
Okay.
This next one. Jordan McRae.
Oh, my God. I think...
This guy, he used to... I'll tell you. I'll give you some hints. He used to play for the Cavs.
Wait, what are the stuff I have?
You have how many wins they have, and you could ask Luke.
How many wins?
They have 22 wins.
Detroit Pistons, final answer.
Wrong.
Unfortunately, the Detroit Pistons have 23 wins.
Oh, my God, dude. I thought I had that
one.
And
he plays for the Washington Wizards.
Oh, man. I actually remember looking at that. I knew Jordan McRae. I'm starting to get these kind of, but I'm not putting them together. I'm
you're
not
the only,
completely lost
you're the
as
only
I was.
Person in the world happy about being wrong.
Almost
like, yes.
Right.
I almost
I'm not
got
even
going
to. You
right.
can take that final freaking lifeline and shove it right up your ass. I ain't talking to Luke.
All right. Well, I don't know how to
Memphis
say this.
Memphis Grizzlies in the freaking East ass over there.
I don't know if I am going to say this guy's first name right.
Okay.
Eli Okobo.
Okobo, he's the backup point guard for the Phoenix Suns. Final answer, suck my ass.
You got another one. That's 2 weeks. 2 weeks in a row, you did it. And he actually started the last game. So oh. I gave you. I was going to tell you he was a starter, but
got
you got
man.
It. You got it.
He's now, a rookie. He's
yeah,
a rookie.
He's a rookie. So what is that? That makes us...
Thank you, Big Dung.
That makes us 4 for 22, 3, 4. 4 for 24 on this season. What's the batting average there, Luke? 4 for 24.
Not the same as my high school batting average.
You're batting 167.
Bingo!
167.
I'm here to pinch run only, baby.
You just got to get it up to 300 to make the Hall of Fame, Big Dog.
I'm close.
4 for 24 in the season.
We're batting like Sammy Sosa if you didn't take roids.
We were almost in a historic... We're avoiding the historic droughts now. You had like a month where you didn't get one.
That was a bad month, man.
And now we're 4 for 24.
I was rethinking my life.
And you're a new man.
New man!
All right. That's it. That's all I got. You got any final thoughts?
Final thought. I'm going to see Fiddler on the Roof Saturday. My mother, as you guys know, she's been sick. She paid for my ticket for Fiddler on the Roof. Did you know that?
Is it her fault that she didn't buy it through SeatGeek?
No. I bought it on SeatGeek.
Well, I wouldn't blame her. I would blame you.
And she told me, she's like, I was going to buy you that for Christmas, but I couldn't find it. So my mother paid for it. What a nice woman. So shout out to Dawn.
Shouts to Dawn.
What a great woman.
Shout out to the Missouri football team for making a tutor do their homework and getting banned from the postseason.
Beautiful final thought.
MIZZOU. Spread the word.
Spread it.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.